the meeting to order at 6:30. You would look over the agenda. It has been raised that the date has to change because the date is Thanksgiving.
Oh, the next meeting date, right?
Yeah, yes, the next meeting date. So, does anyone want to make a motion to change that date?
I'll make a motion since it's a 5 Thursday month and it seems easy enough to keep it on Thursday and just switch it to the last Thursday, the 29th.
Mm-hmm. I will second that motion.
Do we want to go? I'll keep the 6 o'clock is fine with me, time-wise.
Aren't we at 6:30?
I like 6:30.
I'll do 6:30. I mean, it said six. It had six there.
I know. I agree. Yeah.
So I'll set the motion to Thursday, November 29th at 6:30.
Okay. I second it.
Okay, it's been raised and seconded to change the date to November the 29th at 6:30. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Okay, motion carried. That's been approved. Let's move on to the approval. Oh, we have a motion to approve the overall agenda.
Motion to approve the overall agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those say nay. There's no nays. It's been moved and seconded and approve of the agenda of me. I'm a little off today. Okay. Of the agenda. Now we're going on to the minutes.
I motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from Tuesday, September the 25th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays? No nays. Okay, it's been approved. The minutes have been approved for September 25th. Now we move on to the Treasurer's Report.
Let's see. The month of September, there hasn't been any expenses, so we started with $378,143.70, and the year-to-date expenses was the $68,879, and then when the take in the consideration of the $10,960 that has been encumbered from the two previous projects. Mm-hmm. As of September 30th, our balance is $298,304.70. Mm-hmm. And last week, I wrote two checks. One was to Roseanne Weiss in the amount of $3,750 for her half. Mm-hmm. And then another one to Michael Powers for $2,500, and that was October 19th. So then the checks were mailed. They should have received.
And they received.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have been received.
So that'll be reflected in next month. Next month. And the total of those was $6,250. So.
I motion to accept the Treasurer's Report.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved to second for the Treasury's
See,
report.
See, cookies are good to have here.
Yeah. All those in favor of the Treasurer's Report, say aye.
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 Oh, any nays? No nays? Okay, the Treasurer's Report has been accepted.
Note to self, if you're ever going to do a filibuster in a legislative body, don't have a bunch of cookies handy.
Right, I know.
I bring them.
Chairperson's comments. I only have a few. One, if you need to leave early It is okay to just get up and leave, excuse me, and just go, because you won't hurt my feelings. Except when, if one's leaving and there's not going to be a quorum, I realize that that's a problem.
Well, as I said, I don't need to go to about 7:30.
Okay.
So we've got
plenty
of time to do what we need to do.
Okay. But I just want to let you guys know that, because I know sometimes I know that the council liaison's comments was a little long, and I want to hear the council liaison, so maybe we could do a thing where we end the meeting and
then we say what Steve has to say.
I'm not able to go.
Because we all want to hear that, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
So that is the length of my comments, really. Although I am very serious about us at tackling the 5-year plan, because it's really a housekeeping thing. We haven't been complying. We haven't been doing what the 5-year plan says, so we might as well get rid of it or alter it. So with no further ado,
do I have to motion you out?
No.
So I would.
My comments?
Well, then we do a motion and a second after each one of these numbers.
Well, it's because those are kind of official things. I think with the chairperson's comments, it'd probably be more if I had us want to do an action.
Okay.
Or if I actually had something written to give to
just
you.
Just following the rules.
I've never seen us do that for the comments.
Oh, okay.
Anyone who's more experienced?
I don't. There's one.
You are correct. There's no motion needed to
right.
end the chairperson's comments.
All right.
Okay, now we move on to the agenda items. The first one, revise and update the 5-year plan. I'm not expecting this to be a committee trying to go through every line and stuff of this, but just the gist of it. I'm wondering if you've had a chance to look over the 5-year plan and to know where we should start. How should we tackle this? Should we say that we want to totally get rid of it, or do we want to revise it? What areas you want to revise? Because a lot of it we're not doing.
Right. We certainly don't need to totally get rid of it, but in light of the radical change to our funding since this was last adopted, I do think it needs significant update.
Mm-hmm.
We're a different organization since it was adopted in 2011.
Yes.
With totally different funding streams, so I think we have to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had a chance to review it, so I can't comment on it at all.
Well, I also think this should be about like a 2 or 3 month process to do
it's not
this. To give people plenty of time and send comments, and maybe a subcommittee of 3 appointed.
See how many there's about 3 objectives and is it 5 years? Is it 4, 5? 5 objectives. First one was about grant rounds. Second one was on a method to archive and preserve the Calip produced films and original footage. I know that was always a challenge, and I know with the former chair. And I have a feeling that things kind of got dropped with the Washington University Media Archive. Well, we're going to be kind of doing objective 3 with the.
Yep.
I just do think objective 2 is incredibly important, though. I think.
Oh, it is. I didn't say it would be. Yeah.
Right. And to update that, even if we have to spend some money, I think we've got a lot of videos in formats nearing obsolescence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just hope they're all VHS and not data from the early 80s. You know, we can go from VHS to more updated, but I think it would be worth spending money to do that, hold them on forever.
Yeah, we're slowly digitizing our collection of VHS.
I don't even know where the most of the VH, is it with the library or is it stored in some boxes at City Hall?
I think Dennis has. I think HEC has a lot of it.
And I think they digitized a lot of it,
too. I think a couple years ago, there was an individual, I think it was like an intern, that did some work at HEC TV to digitize some of the recordings. And I forgot what they put it on, but I believe it's at City Hall. The actual box, I think. But I can check on that.
Okay.
But I know WashU has some of the archives as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then there's some in the basement of City Hall that's in boxes, VHS. But like some of the older ones, projects, I'm not sure where they're at.
That might be a project.
Yeah. We can ask Dennis to give us, maybe that'd be a nice thing to ask Dennis to take over and give us a report on that.
How to expand. Now, objective 4 is dealing with the University City High School. You know, we have our liaison here from the University City School, but we have given money to University City High School equipment. Is that something, you know, we might want to continue that objective?
Absolutely.
Well, I think we should continue with the objective. I think it's just something that needs to be discussed, how to continue.
Yeah. An objective 5, to be fiscally responsible. Well, we do that.
Yeah.
We did a budget. Now, future plan, I don't understand what that part is really about. Now, I understand probably why it was done then, because they were talking about the decrease in revenue, because we were no longer going to get any funds from Charter and AT&T. But I don't know if that should be in the 5-year plan. That's just part of our history. Maybe, you know, future planning is, you know, what we're going to be talking about next, maybe should be in there. That could be a change. So, what do you think? A small committee, subcommittee, look through this, plow through it, because I don't know if we need to bring in at some point Mulligan, because we would have, isn't this kind of like changing part of the ordinance, or is it something internal that where we won't have to do anything with the ordinance that formed us?
Well, I don't know, but I would guess, having read it, that I don't see where there's much need for the city attorney to give. With that said, if he were to review it for legal issues for half an hour, that could be money well spent. I don't see a huge issue we'd have to take on in here.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the ordinance, it doesn't really say this. It just says 5-year plan. It doesn't really say the worry.
I think this is very much an internal plan for the committee and doesn't really need anything, because it's not even a legally binding document. It's just goals.
Okay.
Okay.
So, we're going to have to make a decision on how we're going to tackle this, and so we can move on to the next item on the agenda.
I think for something like this, I think it's in your capacity as chair to just, if you like the idea of a subcommittee, you just appoint a subcommittee. If you'd rather do it as an ad hoc committee of the whole, you have a right to do that. I think it's sort of in your capacity to chair to establish how we do this, and then the full board obviously votes to adopt or not.
thing is, who wants to do it? I can appoint people, but you know, our board is so small.
Exactly. I'd be happy to serve on it. If there was a subcommittee of three, I'll serve.
I'll serve, and mm-hmm. I think we should check in with Susan and Bob and the new member who's going to be joining us.
Yeah, maybe I would say we'll talk about who the members of the subcommittee at the next meeting. Hopefully,
yes,
they will
I would
be Bob
postpone it.
And Suzanne.
And Dennis has got to play a role. Some of these objectives just involve Dennis as a non-voting member of the subcommittee.
Okay. So we'll make this agenda. We're going to see about forming an ad hoc committee. Yeah, because this is not going to be something that's forever. Ad hoc committee at the next meeting in November. If you don't do it in November, we'll do it in December.
Well, I think we should stress to people that part of the meeting for next, everybody should come into it having fully read it carefully.
Right.
Be ready to discuss it.
Yeah, tear it apart and, you know, come up, you know, various drafts.
Does this require a motion?
To
move it? Because it's, I'm just asking.
I know. Yeah, I think it requires a motion.
Then I motion that we discuss it and do an ad hoc committee next meeting.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved in second to talk about forming an ad hoc committee to look at the five-year plan, revising the five-year plan. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, it passed to have the five-year plan ad hoc committee. Okay, number B, update first year grant programming proposal. You're going to be up.
Oh, I'm up? Is that what we're calling this? Okay.
It's just to put it on the
update on it is it's been written. The Google Forms are up. Press release is ready to go. We've actually floated it out there, and we're getting great response to it. And if everybody's read the description here, we pushed back a couple of the dates, but aside from that, it's exactly what we discussed last time, and I think it's going to be fantastic. It's only been out there now for about a week, and people are asking questions, they're wanting to know stuff, but they're working on getting their proposals together, because it's not something that you see and then you just enter immediately. Take some thought. Because they have to come up with creative ways. They have to write a script. They really have to apply for it.
So by our next meeting, Cal's meeting,
we will have had the workshop.
And the workshop will be on how to apply, right?
Correct.
Okay,
the workshop is how to apply.
Date is for the proposals.
Right. Still got a couple of weeks, but this is to allow people who, some people may have already applied, the professionals who just go like, yeah, this is a grant proposal, I can do this. But for other people, especially those without experience or students, to come to a workshop and say, what are you all looking for? How do I present into this? That's what the workshop is, and then we still give them a couple more weeks to actually fulfill it.
So then I talked to Brian Spath from Cinema St. Louis, and we're going to schedule a, you know, how to make a short film.
Oh, great.
Session before the, you know, give people time for the deadline, and then we were also wondering, do you think it's worthwhile having another how to apply for funding sort of thing based on that, or you think that'll be covered in the workshop?
That'll be covered.
Great.
In the workshop.
Okay, so we won't do that one. Okay.
If there's enough demand, we may add a second workshop.
Yeah.
But that's easy enough to do.
Okay. Yeah, he was talking about doing, like, you know, brief, like, pre-production and writing.
Yes.
Production, editing, post-production.
Perfect. Okay. And I've reached out to Sharonica at New City School. We're reaching out to a lot of schools and universities. So that's all in progress. And I don't know, have you all, you're not my Facebook friends, so I don't know if you've seen yet that it's done a logo that's U City Record, REC. So it looks like the record button and putting it out there to let people know that we are doing this. And we announced the grant proposal would be coming out, and now we've released out the grant proposal. And it's pretty straightforward because it goes to a Google document, and then it goes to email, which is actually Rick at Calup, so that I can field any questions, and so can Roseanne and Michael that come in about the thing. So it's good, but it's getting really good interest, good shares on Facebook. So it's rocking and rolling.
Anybody has any other questions?
No,
it
sounds good.
Great. Sounds great.
It's going great. All right. Okay, there's
nothing
to be motioned.
I wanted to be motioned. Damn.
I guess the next one thing, unless anyone else, I'm sticking to the agenda, okay, is the council liaison's comments.
So, I could do brief comments.
I'm sorry, Steve. Now I'm feeling really bad.
No, it's okay because, you know, technically you're really not even a member. So because you're up for reappointment, so I should have done this earlier. I guess I missed it the last time. But Pat and you are up for reappointment because you must have filled in somebody quit or resigned.
Have, but it's only a couple of minutes.
So if you're willing to serve again,
yes,
I will get to you on the next agenda. You'll get approved. I don't remember if they have to go back in and get sworn in a second time. I'll have to check on
that. I don't know.
I'll get you in for renomination, and then if you do, I'm sure Miss Reese will contact you and either stop in there or come to the meeting, and we'll get you done. But that's what that is. That's for reappointments. For appointments that you guys were mentioning earlier, that is Stacy Clay's appointment.
Right.
So just so you know, if you want
to send it
to Stacy, and then if you got somebody that you're looking at, then you can send it to him. Otherwise, I guess the most exciting news that came up at the city council meeting on Monday night, we picked up the old WashU report on how to make, hopefully, to try to get more participation with WashU to help out the city, and that's gaining some traction now with council to really get into it, investigate it, and to break it down into its component parts of how can we address this, how can we ask and go reach out to WashU. And not just that, not just reaching out to them and saying, hey, could you help us, but also looking at how we deal with our own issues that affect WashU. Are we doing everything we can that help with problems? The easiest example is parking. You know, when you talk about parking up in the areas that really abut to it, do we do everything that we can to enforce our own parking regulations to make sure that, the students aren't just using us for free parking every time WashU raises their parking rates when you want to buy a permit. Things like that are pretty simple. Checking into our residential occupancy permits. I mean, are we enforcing them so that, you're not getting too many students living in certain areas? You know, those kind of things so that we're working and taking control of the things we can control in that relationship and not waiting to see how it's impacted, the other way around, being a little more proactive in some of those things. So I think that's going to be interesting. It's going to take time because there's so many different ways that there's impact between the two entities, but it's going to take time. But at least everybody on council is interested in it. Everybody knows it, and they picked up that old report from, I guess it was 2015, and it's really thorough, and it's a good jumping-off part, and we're really going to dig into it and move that forward. So that was, I think, the big news that came out of city council. And I guess the big news that hit the paper was the trolley hit a car.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it hit a car.
This was recently?
Yeah, not in U-City, though. That's the thing. It's not U-City. It was down by across from the pageant. If you go down that way, the tracks get very close to the parking lane. And so if you ever park there, make sure you're probably touching the curb. I think it just clipped a mirror as it was going out.
Yes. But
just more bad news.
The headline was U-City Trolley.
It's always called U-City Trolley.
Which is really bad.
Yeah.
And I have to say, because I did apply for that job.
Yeah.
And I talked to Gregory Rose the other day. And you guys, the city did buy the video for the holiday event.
Okay.
Which is great. So we're going to have a very nice holiday. I think I want to call it like St. Louis's hip holiday area.
Yeah.
Because it's not traditional like St. Charles. It's much younger, much cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But did that. But and this is just in general, and everybody can know, I called the recruitment person today and said, gotta let you know, I'm going to be out of the country from the 1st to the 11th. So if you're planning to talk to me about this job, I'm going to be in the middle of the Atlantic from the 1st to the 11th. So, and he was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at the headlines as far as a communications director for doing damage.
Control, yeah.
Well, what struck me is the headline was University City Demands More from WashU. It was a very aggressive, not a good way to communicate that to the public, and particularly to WashU, because it looks like we're screaming at them instead of working with them. And then it was UCity Trolley hits parked car, and it's like, you guys really should have let me do the Hello Trolley event and make things friendly, because we really need to get ahead of this stuff. So get a communications director really soon. If it's not me, get somebody who knows the area, who can know these people, and say, please make the headline.
Let's tame that down a little bit.
Let's make it more UCity friendly at least.
Supposedly, I didn't hear this, but supposedly Joe Edwards had a comment, I think it must have been on KMOX today, and he said November for the trolley.
November, that's short.
Now that's, he's actually given a month. Not a we'll see, but he actually said November.
And it hit a parked car, even if it just took out the thing. That's and it's in the city, but the pageant always feels like University City, I know, because it's just across
it
the
would,
way.
Yeah, so it's hopefully that isn't a recurring problem, and people can just, you know, maybe there's somebody parked out a little bit too far, but hopefully it's not an ongoing problem.
But if it's close enough that it hits a window, it takes off a mirror, what happens if you don't hear it coming and you've swung open your car door?
Your door's gone.
Mm-hmm. Your door's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And you realize, and actually my brother did that on Pershing one day. He didn't see a car coming, and it was an old red, wasn't even that old, but this was years ago, and he was in front of his apartment. He swung the door open, not realizing there was a car coming. Car took the whole door off the car. Luckily, he was still in it, and it was like, yeah, I can see that happening. I didn't realize they were that close.
And the downside is, at least with a car in your brother's situation, the car could swerve and maybe avoid it too.
Mm-hmm.
Trolleys don't swerve.
Trolleys do not swerve.
Hopefully they don't swerve.
Hopefully they don't swerve.
That would be worse.
Trolleys swerve and avoids car.
So my other question for the council is, have you guys proceeding at all with the e-cabs for relieving parking and stuff?
I have not heard back from the city manager on what, you know, in the process where we're at on that. So I don't know. I mean, I was very interested. I think everybody at that meeting.
I think everybody really should be with what's going on, especially with the trolley and parking situation, because I ain't parking down by the pageant now.
Yeah.
I like my mirrors.
But yeah, that was an interesting meeting, so I'll have to follow up and see if any steps have been taken.
Yeah, because Clayton has signed up now, and it would be really cool if we were hooked to Clayton.
Yeah, I just think it was one of those things with, getting all the stakeholders together that Gregory was talking. I thought that just might take time. And
that always takes time.
Yeah. I don't know, just so you know what we're talking about, it was an e-cab, which basically, and you fix me if I'm wrong on any of this, you'd be able to call it on your phone. It would run in a 1 mile radius in the city, so you get on it, it'll pick you up and take you door to door. You might have to ride with other people, but they're smaller vehicles, much like large.
They're like small shuttles at the airport.
Small shuttles,
they only
but not
hold
size.
Six or eight people.
Yeah, it's like a jitney service.
Hmm?
It's an old fashioned. It's a
basically.
Yeah, but
it's hooked to the internet, and you never have more than a 5 minute wait. So it can get you from a parking lot on Olive up to the loop in a couple minutes. It can get you from basically Clayton, because they're signing up for it, to the loop for lunch without having to move your car and deal with parking. And it's a free service if the city and stakeholders provided, and WashU should be all over this.
So we were looking at the city, WashU, businesses, all the different entities that kind of could be involved in here. The Gatesworth with some of their folks that live down there. I know they use those kind of, everybody, if we're all chipping in to pay this entity to bring the cabs in and run, then maybe it could be a way to help with the congestion, especially, I see the Loop area is a big one, but even to get people just anywhere up to where they want to go. And the mile radius pretty much almost covers the city.
And it's much safer than Lyfts or Ubers because you have train drivers who are ambassadors, and you have multiple people getting in. And like just tonight, my brother and I were coming home from Venture Cafe, and we was running late for this meeting, so I said, do you mind sitting in the library for a half an hour, 40 minutes during this meeting? If that existed, I would have just had him call it and take him home over to University Hills, and he'd be home already.
I mean, how is it paid for?
It's paid for by the businesses, stakeholders like WashU and the city. But it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I mean, we just got to tap into as many of the stakeholders and people that we could that we can bring in and say, this would benefit you. Here's how. You chip in, we chip in, they chip in, and you know, if they can see the benefit, especially, you know, like the businesses, if you can bring more folks in, and you know, if the problem getting to the Loop is parking, well, this could really help with that. You could even just set it up so that we find a place, you know, if there's parking over here, that there's always room.
Yeah, parking is crazy.
The trolley it can bring people, and it wouldn't go down the Loop door to door, but it would draw people at the end of the trolley so you could catch the trolley. But for people who have transportation issues and work south in University City but live in North University City, it's a way to train. And for students who normally bike to WashU, if it's pouring down rain, it's an opportunity for them to catch. And again, for the Gatesworth people not to be winding up at the gallery all the time. Because that's where they go. They don't come to University City at all. They take that business all out of University City.
And it helps them, because somebody I thought mentioned that a lot of times they don't do individual rides. It's a group that uses their shuttles, and they're going to the same place. So somebody, if their local dentist was in U City, and they're at the Gatesworth, they could get a one door-to-door ride. So
there's a lot of advantages.
And they would pick you up like residential places.
Yes.
Yeah. Door-to-door.
Door-to-door.
And there's a driver.
Yeah. They have their own driver that's part of the company, so you know who it is. It's not just a guy like Uber. It's somebody in a car. And like, I'm your Uber.
And they're uniformed. You know who it is. And they're trained. And they actually train them to be ambassadors. They're going in Kirkwood, in Austin. They've got it going in Arizona now, and they train their drivers to be ambassadors for the city so they can actually talk about what's going on in the city, or have you been here if you don't live there. And, you know, some people wind up taking these, like, daily to work, so they get to know their drivers and their route,
I imagine they would if they're free.
No, my brother just had cataract surgery. We were just at his follow-up appointment, and he can't drive for 2 weeks, so he's relying on me. And I'm like, if this service was there, you could pop in, it could take you to the Loop for lunch, meet your friends, and you wouldn't be calling me about it.
Exactly.
You know, and wearing those big glasses. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Is there anything you
want to
bring up?
We sent out a press release, and the grant got picked up, mentioned in the St. Louis American and on NPR last week. So.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't know that it got mentioned in NPR, but that's good.
I did say something about the upcoming grant, but that part did not make into it. And they called them St. Louis Cinema, which annoyed Brian because that's a different
organization. Yeah, it's a very different thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very different thing.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're at the end of our meeting. We already know what our meeting date is. Anyone wants to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn our meeting. All those say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Adjourn. 7:45.